Welcome to everyone. So I'm still with Kabir. So today he is singing Yatan Bin Mirgan Khet Ujara. Panch Mirak Pachis Mirgani Tame Teen Chitara Apne Apne Raske Bhogi Charta Nyara Nyara Kam Kroth Dui Mukhya Mirag Hai Nit Uth Charat Savara मारे मरे डरे नहीं टारे विडरत ना ही बिडारा अति प्रचंड महादुख दारुण वेद शास्त्र पछिहारा प्रेम बाण ले चढ़ा पारधी भाव भक्ति करिभारा करिमारा सत की बेड़ धर्म की खाई गुरु शब्द रखवारा कहें कबीर चरण नहीं पावे अब की बार संहारा. कबीर like using this word yatan. Like if we watch our life, kind of living, so mostly like instructions we have are memorized, you know, like somewhere, you know, all what we call knowledge is like memorized, you know, kind of like. And somehow if memory is not there, you know, like we find ourselves not having any tool, kind of, you know, somehow like memory is mostly there, so it's not difficult because all our activities are based on some past knowledge, you know, the instructions we get, it's either from the book, you know, or from somebody, or from my past experience, you know, like these are the like main three areas from where we get instructions to live, you know, live now. And if anyone can think of any more, you know, like the books, you know, people we love, past experiences, or something else. Eh? Ah, internet. Okay, internet also. Yes. Yeah, it's really. And here Kabir is using like yatan, none of them, you know, like neither book, nor person you love, nor your past experience. Yatan means like something which considers all these three, you know, the books, person you love, your past experiences, internet, but is not dependent on that. Like, you know, some faculty which really considers, you know, it's not neglecting, you know, because it's very important, you know, those are very important things. It's not neglecting, but also is not depending on, you know, like really considering, but then acting through through this freshness or through maybe like a you know, different field inside us, which is not like through the know, through the maybe through the decisiveness, like decisiveness, it's based on the past. Like, you know, when we decide, decision come because of either book, you know, our past, or some friend, or my personal experience, or internet, you know, like decision means really relying on these things. And and this, like this yatan means not that. maybe you can say some kind of like connection, some kind of connection or connectivity to the field of life. And field of life means like it, which is not black and white. You know, like field of life is really, you know, we can say black becoming white, or white, you know, like there is always like a processing, you know, in the field of life. There is not like a line, you know, in between. So, like allowing past experiences, people we like, books, to be part of this field, part of field of life, which means processing, like in another word we can say. And like Kabir is saying, like unless we haven't found this friend, you know, this field within us where processing is going on all the time, unless we haven't found that, he's saying like your crop will be eaten by deer, you know, as long as as long as that availability is not, you know, as long as internet connection to that place is not. Kabir is saying like, you know, certainly your crop will be eaten by deer. Certainly. No, not only eat, they will also kind of, you know, from the lakes, like like the word he's using, ujara. Ujara means not only eating, you know, also, yeah, kind of, yeah. Something, yeah. You know, it's really good to kind of also say something if you, yeah. You know, not feel too shy, you know. So Kabir is saying, like, as long as we haven't found that field in within us to act, which really considers all possible help available, but is not dependent on that. You know, it's not. It's also considers that, also opens for the processing and allowing life, you know, to bring something, you know, to really not decisions, you know. Certainly this is not decisiveness, this is not decisions. And actually in life like we say, decisiveness is very important in life, like what we are taught, that it's very important to be decisive, you know, to decide immediate, kind of, you know, as soon as possible. But Kabir will say, you know, it's very important to put into processing and allow processing to bring some, you know, to really bring something on which you can act upon.
I find myself sometimes making decisions and then, you know, carrying on stuff. And then maybe some months later, I look at my decision, what the hell was I thinking? But it turns out that it was right. And I begin to wonder whether it was my decision at all.
My decision?
Whether it was my decision. Like sometimes I think I'm deciding something, but if I look at it with my rational mind later on, it's crazy. But it was right. Like, something seems to be deciding through me.
Yeah, so maybe this processing I'm using today.
Oh, okay.
So maybe, you know, because you say, like according to your mind, you will not decide that.
Right.
You know, like this is, if I'm hearing you correct?
Yeah.
So that means, you know, some kind of processing, you know, like some kind of other field. So basically, he's trying to tell us that like keep on trying to find this field of processing so that deer are not crushing your feet, like crop, as well as eating your crop. And now he's describing eating and crushing your crop. Yeah, crop, you know, like in the field you grow. Yeah, as because his examples are very kind of, you know, and now he's describing who are they, you know, deer. And he's saying, Panch Mirak, Pachis Mirgani, Tame, Deen, Chitara. And these deer, they are like our five senses. They really like make us to do things, you know, they really steal from us. And like not only these five deer, but also they have created many, many tendencies. Like one sense also has created many other tendencies, you know, like many other. So mainly five departments, but then many, many tendencies of them, and apne apne ras ke bhogi charta nyara nara, and all of them really they like what they like, you know, it's like, you know, ear wants to listen music, you know. Nose wants to listen, to smell, like some good smell. So saying that all of them really likes what is good for them, you know, like kind of for the nose, it will not make any sense to listen music, you know, for the it doesn't matter, kind of, you know, like for the ear, you know, good food is so important, you know, like so Kabir is saying like really they have their preferences and they really go far. You know, there is no like ear never concerns, you know, tongue, or tongue never concerns ear. You know, like, so his Kabir is saying, like, you know, they have like their own agendas, and they make us to act upon according to them, you know. And then he's saying, of course, like in this way of living, in this, unless we haven't found this processing field, like the ear desires to listen music, and if that doesn't happen, anger comes suddenly, you know, like you. Your bed knows that you are angry, you know. Your parts know that you are angry, you know. If you are writing, your pen knows that you are, and I know somehow that is expressed, you know, everywhere. So saying like, unless we haven't found this field of processing, like within us, like this will keep on happening, because it's not always that, you know, good music is there. You know, you buy a new album and, you know, it's not really music, you know. Like, when you play, you know, it seems, you know, is this music? Like, you really, and then suddenly this anger, you know, comes. And I paid $5 and, you know, like, it's, these people really cheated me. Like, all those things come. So, Kabir is saying, like, unless that field is not found, every day they will ride on you, you know, this desirousness, anger, you know. You have to be their vehicle, like somehow. Like, morning you wake up and you found that somebody riding on you, you know, like, and really don't feel good about it, you know, because, and then it's more difficulty, because, like, you know, being angry is not that difficult, but that when you find out that I'm angry and I should not be, is more difficult. So, Kabir is saying, like, every day, when you wake up, you find out that somebody already riding on you. And mare mare tare nahi tare bidarat nahi bidara. And you really try, like he's not, like he's saying that you really try. Like, it's not that you don't try, you know? It's you really try, but, you know, it doesn't go away, like, even, like, you know, even a centimeter or a millimeter. And, like, you find yourself kind of, you know, if this is life, you know, like, this is what we find ourselves saying, you know, if this is life, you know, I really don't want to live. Like, many times we do that. So this is what Kabir is saying, like, you really try your best, you know, there is no, like, nothing wrong in your intentions while you are trying, but it doesn't work. अति प्रचंड महा दुख दारुण वेद शास्त्र पछिहारा एंड सडनली यू फाइंड योर सेल्फ लाइक फीवर यू नो फीवर ऑफ दैट एंड देन यू रियली ट्राई टू फाइंड in the books, in the spiritual books, and of course like you know, like these days, like you have like this book where you can kind of, like many books, and you keep on opening, you know, like sliding pages, and like maybe till the end of, you know, like I think you can copy maybe 150 or more than books, and then you keep on sliding and saying like, Kabir is saying like, you know, it's no way out, you know, like you. And Prem baan le chadha paarthi bhav bhakti karimara. Of course, like now he described our situation, and now he is kind of coming to a way. And so, Kabir. Like he's saying, Bhav Bhakti, Bhav Bhakti. You know, like in our life, we have this faculty of we can call mind, you know, faculty of mind, where things are logical and mathematical, you know, like really very easily. You acknowledge what is there, you know, like in the realm of thinking, in the realm of mind, you really know, like what is there. And because you know, then you rely on your knowing, actually, like, no, that because certainly, like, anyone will rely on the knowing. And here, Kabir is suggesting something different, you know, he's saying, actually, you really don't have to rely on your knowing, you know, because knowing you have is really based on the past, on the, you know, like it's either somebody else's experience or your past experience. So he's saying like, you know, you really have to rely on something which you don't feel very good, you know, like which you will not acknowledge very good. And that he's calling bhav. Like we also have this, like this feeling realm, you know, and feeling, from feeling what I mean, not emotional, not sensual, you know, generally like, these are the areas we know very much, you know, the emotional realm we know very much. So because emotions are like somehow created, you know, like either by biology, you know, by the body, or by our, you know, there is effect of our mind in emotions. So not that. Then, you know, senses really kind of keep on knocking, you know, like sending messages, so that also we know. But there is like another feeling realm, feeling ability, which is not depending on these two, like something like very pure kind of pure feeling, not feelings, you know, like pure, okay. So So saying like, in order to find this field, what he, like Jatan, like what he in the beginning said, we really have to, it's like somewhere let go of our acknowledgement. Like, you know, why we depend on our mind? Because I can acknowledge that, you know, and I'm relying on my acknowledgement, you know, like I have trust in my acknowledgement, and my acknowledgement is always of the past. You know, like if this I'm seeing for the first time, like say, I haven't seen, I will not know what it is. So if I know what it is, that means I'm acknowledging either from the dictionary, you know, or from the past dictionary. So all my acknowledgement depends from the past. And as long as I am relying on my acknowledgement, you know, because this, like many times this, like what he is referring, like bhav, maybe, like if there is something emotional, it's very easy to catch that. If there is something sensual, also it's very easy to catch that. But like the background of it is not easy to kind of, you know, to acknowledge, to catch. So Kabir is saying that really you have to, like somehow, like trust in that. And trust in that means trust in not knowing, like in other words, because which will be, difficult, you know, like really trusting something which I don't know, you know, it's really, I think, you know, as human, like, So, like, as human, kind of, like, we are told not to trust, you know, like, really question, you know, many, many times, and which is, like, a helpful way, kind of, you know, like, it's not that, I'm not saying that, you know, to trust every, you know, like, not to really go that far, but what Kabir is trying to say that really trusting in us, this like a kind of like this, you know, not feelings, you know, like some faculty which has ability to feel.
Would intuition be an English translation of this word, or is it not intuition either?
No, it's not, like, it's not intuition, you know, like, it will be later intuition, but in the beginning, like, it's like a, something like some purity, like, in us, like, we have another kind of faculty, where it's like, you know, we have this ability to feel purity, kind of, but it's like very, very, maybe, because it's not feelings, you know, so we really have to really, you know, make effort to reach there, like, somehow. And he's saying that you have to find love for that, for this pure ability to feel, and having found love for that, it's possible to aim at yatan. It's possible to, like, because the way will start from there, you know, from this, like, pure feeling ability and kind of backwards from there, you know, like inwards from there. From, like, this is where way will be found to find this field, what Kabir is kind of asking us to have. So saying that, you know, really try to try to feel, and of course first you will feel emotional, you know, emotional feelings, not the ability to feel. Sensual, you know, kind of feelings, not ability to feel. So from here, if you, like, move inward, there will be this pure ability to feel. And then from there, you will have a chance to reach in. And this field, what he is referring, you know, it's possible to find that. And of course, giving a, like, finding that field and always giving a good seat to mind, you know, like not ignoring mind, because it's very, very helpful, you know, like the, I think, best tool, you know, so far I know, like it's not, it doesn't only give problems, you know, it really brings, you know, so good things, you know, like all goodies are because of this, so not really ignoring that, you know, really giving, like, a very, very comfortable seat there, so that it can be there. And then he's saying, Sat ki ber, dharm ki khai, guru sabd rakhwara. And of course, once you have found this field, then now you can really grow the crop of truth, you know, the crop of what is. And you really can grow the crop of dharma, you know, like this will be the field where ability to grow the crop of dharma, the crop of truth, will be there. And still he's saying that certainly still having found this, still we need to be a little careful, you know, because still we haven't, like, fully learned how to fly our aeroplane. You know? So still, like, you know, it's really like you have found a field, and this field is good enough to grow the crop of dharma, the crop of truth. But it's still somebody who is expert in, you know, in flying aeroplanes, like, suggestion of, you know, that person is important. Like, sometimes, you know, why he's saying, like, sometimes we can go off, you know, off. So that's why he's saying, like, of course, equipment-wise, you know, you have found plane and everything, but still, maybe still you need to concern, you know, the expert ones. So saying, like, certainly you need sometimes to concern, you know, like, somebody who is expert, you know, in this flying planes. Kahe Kabir, charan nahi paave, ab ki baar samhara. so much love for this expert man, you know. Like it's really like, you know, even in this place, you know, he can use this kind of, you know, like he's saying that, please, one more time, you know, like, please give me your expert advice one more time. Although still I'm not able to, you know, to even touch your, you know, like, you know, I have found this field, you know, everything is there. And still I'm not even unto your feet. And, you know, kind of like somehow I trust your love, you know, because your love will do so. So please, one more time, give me expert advice, you know, like he say, like this will be the way, this will be the how to express, you know, like how to receive this expert advice. So saying like, you know, please, you know, one more time. And although I'm still not able to get to your, you know, feet, you know, like I'm really, but still, and Kaviri is saying like, I really trust the love of this person, that, you know, this will come, that advice will come, that will happen. So please, you know, if any comments, you know, anything. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so practical example.
Mm-hmm.
I'm grouchy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm grouchy. I'm in a bad mood.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. How do I get from angry into that?
Yeah, just like, you know, because anger will be the feelings. So if you, from the feelings, you know, if you go to the feeling field, like, you know, because it's like out, you know, the anger will be like the fear will be going out, you know, the anger fever. So if you just like in the skin, then you have another like field going in, not this.
Okay.
Yeah.
When I hear it, I think of like somebody like Mozart or Chopin, like when they're composing,
uh-huh.
And it's coming from this place.
Yeah.
But like people of this world, like everyday people,
yeah.
Like me,
yeah.
is it possible?
I think this is why, you know, they sing. Otherwise, why they sing, you know? Like it's certainly possible, you know, for each individual. But of course, you know, like we have to kind of, you know, keep on, you know, like keep on trying and making effort and not feeling bad when, you know, I'm not good enough. You know, many times we will not be good enough, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So not really feeling, you know, because this is like even if you watch a child learning walking, like it's very simple thing. But then really it takes, you know, time, you know, like child is like slowly stand a little, you know, like if you watch, you know, one day standing, then again kind of sitting, standing, like it really takes so many times to, you know, to sit down again and stand again, to sit down again, to stand again. And even spending like maybe, you know, 100 times, you know, standing, sitting, and still when steps happen, still falling happens. So I think, you know, the very simple, you know, act of learning walking happens, you know, in that way. So also, you know, like, certainly, you know, it's available, but, you know, you have to stand, sit down, make a step, fall, again do. Yeah.
When he says, when you have found it, right, the field of
yeah,
still
Yeah, expert, like, you know,
find some more. And you said
expert advice, you know.
Yeah, and then is that looking within again? Did you mean by that?
Yeah, also like
outside to find an expert.
Yeah, also like, you know, like looking within, okay, as well as if there is possible. Like he's using word guru, you know, there, but I was kind of not using kind of guru, you know, expert. So, like, yeah. Yes, please.
Mm-hmm. And this is when it shows up. Is it really so black and white that either the decisions are made out of self-interest and are coming from experience, or they're in a completely different realm,
mm-hmm,
that it's not accessible to us right now, or is there overlap so that we don't know really when we make a decision if we may have already tapped into what you're talking about?
Yeah, yeah. Like many times, like we say that we use intuition, you know, like as Nadia Ji was saying, like we use for that intuition, you know, many times like we kind of like we fall in that place and then, you know, something comes out of that. So it's not that, you know, you don't know that place. Like we don't, in life we encounter that place many, many times, but like what Kabir is recommending, that if we can have access to that place, you know, most of the time. This is why he's saying. Yeah.
It could be that they're mixed. That you know, that
yeah, also could be like mixed. Yeah. Yeah, of course, you know, it could be. Intelligent field, yeah.
But sometimes it's I just have this sense that it's always working anyway, and if, for instance, I don't listen to that.
Yeah, could, you know, like, because maybe, like, I will put in different words, you know, because, like, my trust is more than, you know, like, kind of like my trust in that, you know, it will not trick you, you know, like what I'm hearing.
I don't mean it. Uh-huh. There's a deep hole in me, and somehow I'm not able to listen to it, or I'm so involved in my circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
So eventually, there comes a kind of a depression.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Until this intelligence that's kind of saying, you know, you're going in this direction in your life, but what I'm saying is that you need to understand.
But maybe like, you know, if we put like different way, like because of not listening,
yeah,
we will make mistakes, like certainly. And because of mistakes, we will feel suffering. And because of suffering, you know, we will try to trust that. You know, it could be that, because like that is like very, very loving, you know, place.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm like little bit, you know, yeah, like, you know, they say sometimes it takes, like, you know, lifetimes, you know.
But what you're saying is that actual thing, that place itself, is very simple. And
Yeah, I know. I think it's the simplest, you know. I know. Like, I don't know anything simpler than that. You know. So, yeah, kind of, you know, it's like so, you know, so available, you know, so simple and so loving, you know.
It feels like it links into what you were saying the other day when you were talking about the mind becoming a friend. So that the mind doesn't go, you can stop choosing things which are not going to grow that place inside.
Mm-hmm. I think, you know, you prefer not to sew because, you know, it's because it's like, you know, when once you are there, it's so simple, you know,
mm-hmm.
it's like this sewing off kind of, it drops.
Mm-hmm.
So then, you know, like you try to help, like, you know, if possible, you know, you can provide help, but it's not your game to sew this, that, you know, I am in that place.
Just from my own experience, I know it's so easy to fool oneself.
Yeah, you know, of course, you know, like, many people do that.
Or this deeper place, you think you're there and you're not there.
Yeah, certainly, you know, that I agree with, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, you know, many people, you know, because it's like, you know, anyway, like, also, like, as human, you know, we have this tendency, you know, to be better than, kind of, you know, like this tendency that I'm like, till, you know, in this, we believe in hierarchy, kind of, you know, like I'm higher, somebody is lower. So like, I'll like, you know, like, from the day begins, you know, we try this, you know, always like so many activities around that. So, you know, I understand what you are.
But I wasn't like thinking, you know, it's like because I think I'm higher or I'm lower.
Yeah.
But it's like I can fool myself by thinking I've found a deep truth. But not to tell other people but about what I should do.
Mm-hmm.
And it can turn out to be not.
Yeah, but then, you know, like it will just only go a couple of days.
Oh, no, it can last a lot longer than
that. Okay. Okay, so 10 days, 15 days. You know.
Or years.
Yeah. Or, yeah, you know, like this can, you know, it's like, because we can make all these kind of mistakes. Yeah.
It's very tricky.
Yeah, you know, it's very tricky.
Anyway,
yeah.
It's very tricky to know where one's approaching this place.
Yeah. You know, it could be, and also it could be like maybe like I can use it, you know, maybe, you know, I'm trying to approach this, you know, as my trying, I can, you know, I can imagine this, like there can be two activities from when I read Kabir, I can try to reach there, or I can befool me and think that I am there. You know, so, like, if I know, I think, you know, I will choose, like, trying. No, this is what I will do, you know. But, of course, somebody can do that, you know, it's possible.
You said the two things, there was trying or...
You know, like as human, you know, two things are possible. One thing is, like, I can trick me and say, you know, I'm really living there, you know, and speaking from there. And it's tricking, you know, to influence others, as well as to have a false belief in me. And another thing I can do, you know, I'm going to try for this place, like in a kind of like genuine effort. SIG.
Is it simply just a processing that's taking on within us, or is it also being a meeting from the other side?
Meeting.
It's a processing that happens,
mm-hmm.
but is there also a meeting, like an interaction that comes
from
outside at the same time? It's not just ourselves, it's a combination of things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, like, you know, like sometimes, you know, it will be like the first one, sometimes, you know, like because life is, you know, life includes, I think, everything, you know. So sometimes it will be kind of, from outside you will feel confirmation. After, you know, like you meet someone and it's confirmed. Sometimes like from within you, you will feel confirmed.
Could be that I say, okay, so right now I live my life, I don't listen to this inner voice, or how you describe it. So now I try to make an effort and really like be very alert and attentive and act by it, and I think for me it can make me start
said.
Like doing things that, you know, breaking the order of things I used to do before, because before I wasn't listening to it, so now I have to do it differently, just do everything differently, and like, you know, and just say, oh, I just know, I have this feeling, like I had this voice or inspiration that told me this is what I should do. But I guess if I do that, then life will wrong.
Of course, you know, and anyway, life is showing, like, life always brings experiences, you know, the way you, so of course, you know.
Because this was my first feeling, like, okay, so from now on I'm not going to listen to that, whatever I listened to so far, and I'm going to listen just to myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you know, I think, like, you know, it's really good, like, now to say this, but then, you know, like, you have to somehow incorporate with both of them, you know, because it's not easy, that easy, as we think, you know, like the tendencies, you know, the habits, they have some kind of power, you know? So like when we think, you know, it seems like, ah, okay, very easy. But when they come, so like somewhere we have to really incorporate, okay, you know, I have done this, you know, I try not to do it again. Like somehow, like that's why Kabir said, like, the love, you know, loving yourself is very important. Because forgiving is very important. Because otherwise, you know, tendencies are very strong, you know. They will make you to do something, and if you try to beat yourself up, you know, you will have, like, you know, the beating will never be enough. So that's why he's saying, like, you know, always forgive yourself, always love yourself, because that's how you are going to learn, you know. You know, that's like, you know, he knows the power of tendencies, the power of habits. Also, he knows the power of continuity, you know. Here is somebody who really knows both powers, you know. So that's why he's saying, like, really loving yourself is very important. Because if you don't love, you will not continue, you know. Like one day you come and throw your bag at home and say, ah, you know, I'm not going that way. And if you really forgive yourself, you know, you say, okay, this time I made mistake, but tomorrow I'm not going to, kind of, you know, like this. A very loving confirmation comes, you know, you say, okay, I made this today, but I'm not going to, I will not make it every day, you know, I can make tomorrow, but day after tomorrow, somehow. So this is why he said, like, loving yourself, forgiving yourself is very important on this path, because the power of tendencies, power of habit, it's very quick, you know. It really grasps us, and we only find out when act is done, kind of. So when you have found yourself like that, you know, just forgive yourself, you know, love yourself, and kind of, you know, like, whisper to yourself, you know, I'm trying so that I don't do this again. You know, like whispering, you know, like slowly, slowly. And I can say to you that certainly you will find that you are changing, you know. If you love yourself, if you forgive yourself, if you only whisper to yourself every time, like certainly, you know, change will occur, and you will be surprised that, you know, like these tendencies, you know, they have so much power, habits who have so much power, where are they? You will try to kind of, you know, lit light to search for them, and they will not be there. So, you know, like this power of continuity takes time, but it's so, like, so, maybe not powerful, you know, it's so fluid that it really makes it happen. Yes, please.
Mm-hmm. And like I find that I might like over obsess with like instead of when I'm trusting and just, you know, kind of going with the life and feeling it out.
Mm-hmm.
And then doing like trying the spiritual, you know, like today I was walking and I stepped on a bunch of ants.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, it seems like, you know, if you took it, that we're going to constantly be causing suffering, right?
Of course, yeah.
It's easy, I think, in this situation,
mm-hmm,
to take it really seriously, like everything, because we're seeing so much coming, you know, being easy to be judgmental in our mind about just even being human.
Mm-hmm.
I find it sometimes like the opposite can happen. I can become even more, have more problems when I'm trying to do good.
So, you know, this is why, kind of, you know, his suggestion is to love yourself, you know,
yeah.
Like even when you step on ant, you know, like even you love yourself, you know, certainly, you know, but it's part of life, you know, like sometimes, however careful you are, you know, some ant will, you know. Like, you know, this is why he said, like, really loving yourself, because there cannot be a perfect living, you know. Like, you try, but then you have to forgive yourself all the time and love yourself all the time, because that is very, like, important, you know, to have love for yourself, to have forgiving for yourself. So maybe time for the gong, you know. Okay.